Candidate Julian Schreibman, tell me, where do you stand on hydrofracking?
Alan, we had a good conversation about this, I think, the very first time that I was on your show. What I've said about hydrofracking is that I've spent most of my career as a prosecutor, and I firmly believe that all of our public policy questions should be decided based on evidence. And the evidence that we've seen as to hydrofracking for this region, for upstate New York, the Hudson Valley and the Catskills, is that it would not be a benefit for our economy, and it would be a significant risk to our environment. So at this point, I think the burden is on those who would want to move forward to bring forward the evidence that it can be done safely and make a positive impact on the economy. As I said, with anyone who is focused on evidence, your ears are never closed to that. But from what we've seen so far, I would not support hydrofracking in this region.
As a Democratic candidate, it seems to me at least that there have been some more than a few hints from our governor, Andrew Cuomo, that, you know, he is ready to go forward with some form of hydrofracking. Does that put you in a tough spot as a Democrat?
You know, as with the president, I don't think anyone expects anyone just because they're in the same party to agree with everyone else in that party. Mm-hmm. Democrats are famous for not being unified in their thinking about anything. So, look, this is an area where there's a lot of debate. I don't ever believe that speaking out about what I believe and what I see based on the evidence puts me in a bad position. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm supposed to do as a candidate asking for the trust and confidence of the people to represent them. It's absolutely an obligation and a commitment I have to base what I say based on the evidence and my beliefs.
Part of being in this game, and it's a rough game, is to take a telephone call. I certainly know about this, from somebody who disagrees with you on a position. How do you handle that? You said you want to listen to people, but sometimes they can be downright cruel when they call you up.
You know, I haven't seen, I haven't had anyone who's been anything other than direct in any disagreement they might have. And the important thing is that when you have conversations like that, of course, there are reasonable differences of opinion on any number of matters. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of being respectful and of listening and of trying to find common ground where you can, but also being honest and clear about why there's a disagreement. In this election, as I've said, there is a tremendous difference between the kind of representation I offer and the kind of representation that Congressman Gibson has provided in terms of the votes that he's taken in support of the Tea Party agenda rather than the interest of the local communities. So I think it's fine for us to be clear about where we are and give the voters the opportunity to make that choice.
Should people, Julian Schreibman, should people who earn more than $250,000, $300,000 pay more in taxes than they are now?
I think that tax fairness is very important, and we can't continue asking our middle-class folks and our small business owners to bear more of the burden. So the rates on the highest bracket, I support allowing to expire and returning for that bracket to the rates that they were in the 1990s when our economy boomed, when we paid down our deficit, and when we added millions and millions of jobs.
Just to be clear, what is your cutoff in terms of money earned that would call for a higher bracket?
You know, I think that where we're at right now in terms of the debate that's going on in Washington, the vote that was taken, where Congressman Gibson voted to extend that extra tax cut for the top income earners, that top bracket is $250,000 mm-hmm. and above. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think in the context of comprehensive tax reform, you do want to find ways of ensuring that small business owners aren't harmed by that process. So the vote that was taken was just about those brackets, and Congressman Gibson voted to give that extra tax cut to the top earners. And I disagree with him on that.
Is the media giving you an even break in this?
You know, it's my responsibility as a candidate to make sure that the voters hear my message and talk to me. I am sure that the members of the media who I speak to, and just like sitting here with you, will give me an absolutely fair opportunity.
You know, one of the great dangers for people running for political office is that they'll put their foot in their mouth. Have you ever found yourself doing that?
No. I hope that I haven't yet. It is always, you know, I'm sure a fear that any candidate has, but I do think that you're less likely to do that if the principles that you're standing up for and the policies that you're supporting are ones that are sensible and defendable. Unfortunately, Congressman Gibson has been running away from his record, trying to make voters think that it's something other than it is. That's a situation where you're more likely to go awry when you're speaking. I have always found that when you speak clearly about what you believe and you're direct about it, you're not so likely to put your foot in your mouth.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I think the answer to that is no, despite many years of piano and saxophone lessons.
Well, you know, I've always thought about this way, Julian Schreiman, and that is, you know, as a musician of some poor quality myself, that when you're transposing from like C to B flat, you have to be a measure ahead in order to do that, because otherwise, you know, you'll be in a different key. And so on all of these years of public radio, over 30-something years, I have never said anything that could lose us our license, because I'm always a measure ahead. Do you find yourself a measure ahead when somebody's asking a question?
You know, honestly, I think if you're trying to think ahead, if you're trying to plan out your answer, then you're not listening. And then you're more likely to simply throw off some meaningless talking points. And to me, it's much more important to focus on the question and give an actual answer to it. So if that runs the risk of not being a measure ahead, so be it. It's part of being a candidate focused on the obligations of having a real conversation.
Now, are you prepared for the life of a congressman? I mean, you know, it's not an easy job. You got to fly down to Washington. You got to leave family and friends. You got to listen to a lot of people, some of whom are nuts. How do you look forward to that?
Because it's an opportunity to serve the community. And, you know, folks sometimes ask me, it must be really grueling, the life of a candidate, the hours you put in, the travel around this district. And I can tell you, I end every day happier and more energetic than I started it. You know, you start a day and you look ahead to a long day, it can be daunting. You finish a day where you've gone out and talked to people about things that matter to them. You've seen the ways you can make a difference in your life. It really gives you inspiration and confidence. And I feel the same way about the opportunity to actually serve, that there are so many ways to make a difference, to make progress for our region, that I couldn't be more enthusiastic.
Well, good luck to you, Julian Schreiman. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us in the studios here. It's just wonderful to have an opportunity to look into somebody's eyes and say, you make an assessment. I appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure, Alan. Thank you so much.